Quick rundown. What's on the January 25th bulletin? Anne Boleyn secretly married Henry VIII in 1533. Idi Amin seized power in Uganda in 1971. A rocket launch in 1995 sparked a Cold War-era scare. Astronomers announced a distant super-Earth in 2006. The Egyptian Day of Anger launches the 2011 revolution. Plus, feast days in Eastern Christianity in Wales. And a reminder about those ubiquitous Google language and privacy prompts. That's your lightning preview. Now let's unpack each of these.
We'll start with a slice of royal drama. January 25th, 1533. Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII married in secret. It's one of those moments that rewrote English history.
Right. The short version, Henry had been pursuing a divorce from Catherine of Aragon so he could marry Anne and secure a male heir. On this date, while Anne was pregnant with the future Elizabeth I, they secretly wed. That secret marriage set off a cascade of events. The break with Rome, the English Reformation, and eventually, the profoundly consequential reign of Elizabeth I.
It's worth pausing on the human angle. Anne's rapid rise from lady-in-waiting to queen, followed by her dramatic fall a few years later, is shorthand for how volatile Tudor politics and court life could be. A private marriage on a single January day looks small on a calendar, but had seismic effects for religion, governance, and dynastic succession in England.
Next, January 25th, 1971. A darker, more violent turning point. Idi Amin, then an army commander, overthrew Uganda's government in a coup d'état and installed military rule that lasted nearly 8 years.
Amin's rule was marked by brutality, economic collapse, and the expulsion of large numbers of Asian Ugandans, among other tragedies. For historians, it's a case study in how post-colonial militaries can pivot to personal rule, how fragile institutions can be when checks on power are weak, and how international relations shift quickly when autocrats take control.
Moving from politics to a Cold War-era scare, January 25, 1995. Norwegian and American scientists launched a Black Brant 12-sounding rocket, a routine scientific experiment. But Russian military forces mistook it for a possible Trident missile test.
There was a real risk there. Misidentification of rocket launches has been an accidental trigger for escalation before. In this case, diplomacy and quick clarification prevented an even worse misunderstanding. But it's a reminder of how closely space activity and global security are intertwined.
Staying on a cosmic note, January 25th, 2006. Astronomers announced the discovery of OGLE 2005 BLG 390 LB, billed as a super-Earth. It's extremely distant, roughly 21,000 light-years away, near the Milky Way's center, and its detection came through gravitational microlensing, a technique that lets us find planets by how they bend light from background stars.
The discovery excited the community because planets in the super-Earth mass range, more massive than Earth but smaller than Neptune, are common in exoplanet surveys and raise questions about formation and habitability. This one's so far away it's not a target for follow-up imaging, but its detection helped expand our understanding of how common such planets might be across the galaxy.
One of the most consequential modern anniversaries on this date is the start of the Egyptian Revolution, January 25, 2011. Organizers called a Day of Anger, and large protests swept through Cairo and other cities, eventually leading to the departure of Hosni Mubarak after nearly 30 years in power.
This was the spark of the Arab Spring in Egypt, mass protests driven by grievances about corruption, police brutality, economic hardship, and political repression. The uprising showed how social media and grassroots organizing could mobilize millions quickly. The aftermath, though, was complicated. Initial optimism gave way to years of political turbulence, military interventions, and difficult questions about transitions to democracy.
January 25th also carries a quieter religious side, feast days. In Eastern Christianity, this day honors St. Gregory of Nazianzus, and in Wales, they celebrate Dwynwen, the patron saint of lovers. In Russia, it's Tatiana Day, which has evolved both as a religious feast and a student celebration.
These observances are reminders of the layering of calendars, how religious memory, local tradition, and popular culture can accumulate on a single date, giving it different meanings around the world.
Finally, a quick, modern, everyday note. The long laundry list of language choices and the Google privacy / cookies notice. If you've clicked through a site today, you've probably seen a version of it.
It's boilerplate, yes, A list of dozens of language options followed by the familiar choices, accept all, reject all, or manage settings. But it's also an entry point into a broader conversation about digital consent, how companies use cookies to personalize content and ads, and how small interface choices shape what people consent to, and how informed that consent is.
Tiny interface interactions can affect big data streams. On a date like January 25th, that juxtaposition, from royal marriages to revolutions, to rocket scares, to cookie banners, is a neat reminder of how diverse the stories attached to any single calendar day can be.
Before we sign off, if you liked this roundup, subscribe to our daily podcast for a deeper episode every weekday where we expand on one of these stories with experts and sources. You'll find links and reading notes in the episode page.
Thanks for listening.
I'm host_B. Catch you tomorrow for another date on the calendar.